This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today the study which we began last time of rightly dividing the truth. That is, of properly understanding the Bible as to its division, as to various covenants, and so on. Last time we pointed out various principles which apply in secular law, which we ought to recognize as having equal application to a study of the Bible. We pointed out that any law is directed only to its own subjects, and the Bible teaches this in the book of Romans, that whatsoever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, Romans chapter 3, verse 19. And further, in the 4th chapter, in the 15th verse of the same book, where there is no law, there is no transgression. Further, we pointed out that people may at one time be under a law, but later on that law be repealed so that the people are no longer under it. Just so it is with the case of Texas and Mexico, America and England, and so on. In this country, we used to have a law prohibiting the manufacture and the sale of intoxicating liquors, but that law has been repealed. It used to be a law in this country that men could have slaves, but that law has been repealed. It no longer has application. Just so it is that we recognize these same basic principles in the Bible. While the principles of the Bible are abidingly relevant to everybody living even today, the specific details of the Old Testament are not applicable to men now living. In Romans chapter 15, in verse 4, Paul said, "The things were written aforetime were written for our learning and for our admonition." Now that means that we can learn from the things that are written in the Old Testament, even though the Old Testament does not apply to us today, as we shall see clearly. Then also, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, in verse 11, Paul had this to say, "Now these things happened unto them by way of example, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages are come." So he's simply calling our attention to a number of things that happened in previous covenants or under previous covenants, and said these things happened unto them by way of example. In other words, we who are now living should learn from them. Further, we find in Jude verse 5, the writer there warns Christians that God saved a people and afterward destroyed them that believed not. Further, in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 11, we find the writer there warning that as God spared not the angels when they sinned, and if he spared not the people in the days of Noah when they sinned, and the people of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah when they sinned, and so on, then he draws a conclusion that he will not spare us today when we sin. You can see how God expects us to learn from the principles involved of men who lived under the Old Testament. But now, to make application to the Bible of this particular matter, we note that there are instructions in the Bible which do not apply in specific detail to anybody now living. For instance, the instruction not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil applied only to Adam and Eve and applies to no one today. The instruction to build an ark according to the specific instructions was given only to Noah. No one today is under obligation to build an ark, and it wouldn't be obedience for anyone to do so. Abraham was commanded to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice, but one would be guilty of murder today if he tried to do that. That instruction is not given to man today. The Israelites were instructed to put blood on their door, but we're not so instructed. King Saul was instructed to destroy the Amalekites, but we are not so instructed. Just so it was that there were instructions to people, just as there were instructions to various individuals, so there were instructions to families and even to nations. During the days of the patriarchs, the Gentiles living under those instructions, and those instructions not repealed at Mount Sinai when God gave the law to Moses and ended at the house of Cornelius, about which we read in Acts chapter 10. But the law of Moses was nailed to the cross when Jesus died, and the first day of Pentecost following the resurrection of Christ, the new covenant came into effect. But our time is gone for today, and we must continue this problem next time. Please do be with us.